Hair thinning can happen for so many reasons. Whether it's stress or hormones or anything, at Nutrafol, we've learned that real change starts below the surface. Our hair growth supplements take a whole body approach and target the key root causes of hair thinning, so you can see visibly thicker, stronger hair in 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Coming at you live from the Copple Chevrolet GMC studios. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome to Old School on a Monday. It's a little gray out. That's all right. We got nice happy tummies. Moose came in and laid it down. That is... Let's bring in the Husker Hall of Famer, Nick, Jay Foreman.
Nick, is that necessary?
Yeah.
It was popping.
It was necessary. I got to make sure your whole mug's in the camera there.
I'm sure you do.
Well, they need to see you.
Give the people what they want.
They complain when they can't see you.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, like, wait a minute. Where's Jay Foreman at? What? We need the face. How are you on a Monday?
I'm doing all right, man. I was a little disappointed. You know, my picks were, stupendous, but just what my standard is just so high. I'm really disappointed in the San Diego Superchargers or Los Angeles Superchargers.
Rico. Oh, he's coming in to steal food.
Oh, okay.
He's coming in to steal food.
Okay.
I'm not mad at you. I'm not even mad at you because now I understand.
Mars Blackman has entered the building. Yeah, but besides that, I'm good. I guess my picks were the equivalent. No, I wasn't. They weren't that bad. But
you'd be on TV.
Oh, I'd definitely be on TV. But the, the Husker game was just boot. It was just booty.
Four losses. It was pros. Four losses. You went 12-4. And
I know, but see, my standard. Do I even need to continue to pick?
Yes.
This is just peer pressure. I can't do any more freebies, man.
Peer pressure.
This knowledge is just, there ain't no more freebies. I can't
do it. Well, this is what we're going to do. This is where we are.
I can't do it, man. I just can't do it. I mean, 3 weeks in a row, I don't even know how many losses. Don't even matter. My victories are stupendous. I'm just more
sad
and disappointed about the Husker game. That was just booty. You know what I'm saying, Nick?
Okay, but I do, Jay.
This is the thing. So let's mark this down. This is the first time Jay's coming on a Monday and talked about a Husker game on his own.
We didn't need to spark it.
We didn't have to. Normally, Jay's
you
like,
already lit.
Jay's like, I don't want to talk about this.
I just didn't like it. I mean, it was just.
What didn't you like about it? What
I don't like to lose. I don't like seeing them lose.
Right?
So I don't ever. I mean, I don't. You know, I just think that.
He almost said it, didn't he?
Said what?
I hate it when we lose.
Yeah. But I think, I was just talking to,
Me and DP both looked at each other like,
Angry Jake. Just talking to Angry Jake back there, and he's talking about a bye week and all the other stuff. Like, a bye week does not mean you're going to win. You know, nobody gets just mad. I mean, yeah, you get a little rested and you can recharge, but it doesn't mean that all of a sudden you're just going to be a new team and you is guaranteed victory. It's not like you're – like if you were only supposed to win 50%, if you played a regular season without a bye week, then you're going to win 75% is like a foregone conclusion. Everybody has, like, medical staffs and nutritionists and all that other stuff to make sure people can be fresh for the game. So – no, ideally, there should be some sort of advantage, but I don't really think it was a game plan thing. It's more an execution thing.
Yeah, Urban Meyer used to say it all the time when he was in Utah. Well, they on scholarship, too.
Right, yeah, but it was more, it just comes down to execution. You go in at halftime, up by 3, definitely probably should have been up by 10. I think it was, you can debate all day whether the pass should have been perfect or it should have been a little bit more effort for the catch. Either way, the play needed to be made.
Yep.
And then come out of halftime and, you know, just kind of just didn't do – I mean, obviously, you know, didn't do anything. And Purdue held the ball, I think, for almost 15 minutes or 16 minutes more than we did. So, you know, there's plenty of reasons why, but at the end of the day, you know, we just could have, you know, played a lot better. You know, the turnovers are huge. Turnovers for touchdowns are huge. And it's hard to win those type of games. But, you know, you'd like to think that you can – play dominant enough to get the ball back and stuff like that. So there's, I mean, it just was one of those things that didn't need to happen. Kind of like, would you, you know, one or two, you could always say one or two plays here and there, but you got to start making plays. You know, you got to be, you know, you want, I mean, you got to be, you know, you can't, you know, it's got to be a time to where you get like, if you're doing, if I'm doing five things during the week as a player and I'm playing a certain way, well, then I'm going to have to do twice as much, and maybe I need to mix up or do something different.
Do they know?
You know, they said baseball players, you know, they got called slump busters, and they, you know, with Bull Durham came in there, wore garter belts or whatever. What's up, man?
We got company.
Yeah, what's up?
We got company. So I got a big up front. I got my backer. I can just play safety and hold it down.
I'm too old to do anything right now.
But that's why Damien here. That's why.
Yeah, make him do all the work.
Yeah, that's why D-Boogie here. You know, let him – look, man, he do all the – he just make us look good. That's the whole point.
Right.
That's the whole point.
I know why D-Boogie came in here, because he knew the salsa was in here.
No.
Oh.
That's why. Nick told you there's something to eat.
Are you a salsa fan?
I'm a pretty big salsa fan, yes, sir.
You hear that, Nick?
This is.
You hear that crunch in your ear? We live and direct in here.
You see how it gets sound? You see how it gets sound? No. This is some.
It's for real over here.
This is nice. Made fresh, all natural. Dude came in, Moose came in and hooked it up.
Okay.
Hooked it up. Plus, you got, like, Joe Davis left you some vegetables. He left Derek Walker some vegetables. I'm telling you, there's a farm back there waiting for you. So, we're going to feed you natural and keep it natural.
Okay. Sounds good.
See, we got you covered. What you wearing today?
Man, it's November, a.k.a. Q-vember.
Okay.
So, yeah, you know, I got to represent for the men of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated.
Okay. I just had to make sure you allow you to shout it out.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So, how do you feel on a Monday? How do you feel?
Man, you know, it's not feeling good after a loss. But back to the drawing boards, getting ready for Ohio State, and just got to get ready.
Do you tap this dude on the shoulder from time to time and go, look, man, we got to talk? Like, help me get to where you are.
Yes, sir. Yeah, all the time.
Yeah. See, he did say all the time. Okay, I just want to point that out.
Don't
he
let
did.
Ed.
See, he just said no.
He a little young buck. He don't understand. Don't let them lead you down a rabbit hole, man. Don't let this veteran over here lead you down a rabbit hole.
D-Boog, I heard.
Less is
like,
more.
D-Boog, no. The truth will set you free.
No, it will not. Do not do that, man.
See, Jay is sitting back right here. Yeah.
D-Boogie, don't let him lead you down a rabbit hole.
He ain't say nothing, but he tap you on the shoulder. That's
right.
That's how, from, you know, up close. Just to make sure we get it. How's the limb? Talk to me.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Okay.
You know, better. Yep. Moving range, full range of motion all the way back, so.
And then what do you do on a Sunday after a game like that when you get a tweak?
You know, go get treatment, you know, Epsom salt bath, cold bath, and yeah. Just
you still got that Texas in you. You still got, like, they've got all the plyometrics and all the stretching and all
it's
the soda.
Right? That's
and
all
now,
right.
And yep. Now he's like, no, Epsom salt and like you tell me when he not feeling well, he get cod liver oil.
Yeah.
And that's how you're going to do it.
Rub.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's old school. It's old school. That's how we get down. Damian Daniels, Jay Foreman. Jay was saying things like if you're doing five things and you're not getting wins, then you got to do 10 things, right? Is that understandable for the guys? Like to know, look, whatever we're doing, we got to do better, and we got to do it better now. Is that the conversation you guys are having?
Absolutely. Yeah, everything that we've been doing that we thought was working, we just got to do more. Yeah, everything we've been doing, it hasn't been working, and that's the thing, we got to do more.
Did you expect to get that much run Saturday? Because they thought they're going to throw the ball. They're going to throw the ball.
You know, we prepare for anything. Okay. Yeah, Coach Chance, Coach T, they do a good job of getting us prepared. And we was prepared. We just, like, got to come out with a different result, though. So
you said today at the presser that, you know what, I had a conversation and I just told him it wasn't good enough. Like, we all the leadership got in. Was the leadership successful? Do you think the message landed?
Yes, sir. I feel like it landed. If it didn't, we're going to see. But it showed today in practice, the way everybody was moving around, you know, intensity, speed. You know, guys now, you can look at them. And, in the past, we sold it in. Since we didn't have a record that we wanted, you could tell that guys kind of sold it in. They just wanted to get the season over with. But, like, the vibe and the culture on the team is so much different now. Yeah, it's just like you could just see it, the environment. Like, you could walk in the doors and everybody's ready to work. Everybody taped ready, you know, just hitting the ground running on a Monday. And it was a good Monday today.
You said also that you don't pay attention. You have a faceless, nameless opponent. Right, that as you go through this thing, you guys have work to do. I've said on this show that there's no team that you guys have faced that could beat you without your help. Right? That look, we're not talking about talent. We're not talking about it. We're talking about simply if you guys play at your highest level, then you can accomplish everything you want. I'll ask you this: it is Ohio State. Does that matter?
It don't matter. It doesn't matter. You know, we just go in there. We leave it all out on the field every day. Every day, every Saturday, we leave it all out on the field. And it don't matter if we was playing Ohio State, Alabama, or, you know, the smallest team in the world, we prepare like they're the best. So,
Jay, let me ask you about this young man. All right? Could you play behind him?
Yeah, I like the way he plays. So, yeah, he's you know, I'm not – You know, I wouldn't say it just to say it because he's here, but I like him, man. I like he's a good kid. I think one of the best things happened, and I wasn't even around then, is when your older brother was there. I think it really took him to like another level. I saw it last year, and I think the payoff was when he played Iowa last year. I think he should really kind of really realize that he could be pretty good. And then when I started coming around, you know, in the spring or whatever, winter. And things just took off. So, yeah, definitely could play. I mean, like I said, I would say, like, the best, you know, this is not talking about the older guys, but I think the amount of good leaders and stuff that they've kind of brought in and built are, like, a lot of the younger guys. So that's why I feel comfortable where this thing could go or where they're going is because you can see, you know, one, two, not just one or two, right? Nebraska's problem before even Scott and those guys got here is always I felt like they always were dependent on one or two players.
O'Reilly. Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Players on offense, one or two players on defense. Bo did a phenomenal job, and then that was kind of like always treading over, right? You went from Rex, and then you had Roy, Hilu, and those guys before, then Rex, then Amir, right? So you go like three, you know, pretty much NFL caliber backs, and you can lean on them, you know, for leadership, quasi-leadership, and then that's how you, you know, parlay that into like nine wins. And on defense, you know, you had whether it's Jared Crick, Randy Gregory, the host of defensive backs, so you can kind of like, you know, smoking mirrors type of stuff. But in order to build a sustainable program, you gotta have like true leadership that wants to be there, not the guys that want to be on TV and in this case, what is it, social media or whatever. And he's one of them. You know, he understands what, you know, he's here for the right reasons. You know, wants to be here, wants to be good, wants to do better, is doing better. You know what I'm saying? So I always tell people, like, you can tell me whatever you want as long as your actions aren't speaking louder than what you're doing. So one thing about him is the actions are outweighing his words in a good way.
Is that the definition of leadership?
In a lot of, I mean, sometimes you got leaders that are actionary, I guess, that are quiet and just kind of, you know, they, you know, they're your hardest workers and stuff like that. Some guys are the guys that got to push you both, you know, like mentally or physically. But ultimately, it's not just being the leader. It's being a good teammate before you can be a leader. That's the number one. Being a good teammate, which he is you're accountable. You know, you're doing it for the right reason. Because, I mean, we played on teams and we're older, right? So, you know, I know guys that I played with, you know, especially at the next level that you knew, then, you know, they weren't truly invested. You know what I'm saying? Now, granted, you know, you got to go and play with them. You can't pick. It's like family. You can't, you know, it's right. You got a big family, right? You can't pick your family before you come on earth. You got to learn how to, like, be at Thanksgiving and break bread, right? Yep. And in football, unfortunately, you breaking bread, not unfortunately, but fortunately, you're doing it a high percentage of the time without playing a game. So you're preparing Thanksgiving meals, if we're keeping on this analogy, for months and years on time. You know, whereas like basketball, you know, if you have a bad game on a Tuesday, you might be playing on a Saturday. You know, there's always that next game. Football, it's 12 bangers and that's it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You work 11, or not 11 months, you work 8 months, right, for 12 games. You know, that's why I say for football, you know, you got to love football because you're doing a lot more practicing and preparing and not playing.
For you, is practice work or is it expertise?
Practice, it works. Okay. Everything I do in the game that helps me make plays and everything, Coach T does a good job with us about, you know, block recognition and reaction, how to defeat blocks, double teams, and single blocks, shedding blocks. Your coach, he does a good job, and everything that we work on in practice, it always carries over to the game.
What did he say to you Saturday? What is he saying to you during the game? Is he a teacher during the game? Is he a reactor? Is he a mentor? What is he doing during games on Saturday?
Coach T, he all of the above. Coach T, you know, he just getting us hype. We bring in our juice, but Coach T just making sure that juice stay there. He making sure that we uphold the standard. And, you know, like I said before, Coach T, he sees things that we don't see. And he just relayed a message to us. And we go out there. And when he pointed out, that's when we really start seeing stuff. And, yeah, Coach T, he's pretty much all of the above, really.
Jay, you're playing behind a D-bookie, right? And if things are going well, you're communicating.
Right,
and if things aren't going well, you're communicating more, right? Or at least that should be.
Right.
How does that work? How are you getting him his message? Whether it's in plays, once you get to the sideline, is it as it's live? When do you communicate to the bigs up front?
They do a good job. I mean, you know, one thing that when I came around, one of the things I always said to the linebackers, just because now they do stuff different because they have a harder job because they actually got to know the calls a little bit more than, say, like when I played, because teams are always, they might not be snapping the ball, but they're at the line of scrimmage so much. So they can't just, they're not solely, I'm not in his, like, in his vision, or they're behind him now, right? So the communication is actually a partnership now because they have to know the calls, you know, for most of the time. So, like, when I played, that's the way it's different, you know, a lot different. Now, we played against a team that ran up tempo, and sometimes, you know, you'd have to be there, and then everybody, the D-line stand real close, and then we'd disperse, and they're looking forward. The communication, I mean, they do a good job of that, you know. And that was when I started coming around, I was like, man, one of the best things you guys could do, talking to a couple of players, is the best defenses are the ones that are loudest, you know, chatty. The only complaint I got about D-Boogie, since he's a Q, and it's supposed to be Q Vimbert, I always told him, like, when you get out there in the first play and the place is rocking.
Hit it.
Exactly.
Hit it.
Let them know you in there and start barking. You know what I'm saying?
Hit it. Like, I'm not even going to do it because it would be disrespectful.
Right.
But that's
hit it up.
That's
let them know where you at.
Okay.
Right?
Hold on. Yep. We got to slow down. We have to explain this to Nick.
Oh, to Nick. Oh,
we have to explain this
we
to Nick.
See, Nick, this is part of your Ebonics course, okay?
See, so to be a part of the brotherhood.
You've been deprived over there at Pius the 10th, right? Pius the 10th.
So when you see those colors that he has on his jacket,
yeah.
See, those are the men on any campus. Those, like, and they will tell you loudly and often that they are the men.
Yeah, they let you. You will know they're coming if the student union is where they used to have some parties, right, when I was there. I don't know if you guys would do it. So, and so the Kappas would always come, and, you know, most of the time, and they would be doing their dances, you know, doing their thing with the cane and all that, right? And I'll never forget, there must have been some brothers online for the Qs, and they just came and took over the place. And you heard them coming all the way down the hallway, right? And then they came in there and then did their thing. So, yeah, Nick, if you're ever on the student union and you see D Boogie out there and they got somebody online, you know, he's going to have some gold boots, right?
Yeah,
he's going to have some gold boots. You know,
did you go online all the way, or did you get the athlete courtesy?
Yeah, see, this is what I want to know.
Yeah, what you mean? What you
see,
mean?
Did you do the Shaquille O'Neal where you paid your dues and he didn't go online?
Right.
You know, Shaq went on. Shaq's a Q.
Omega Psi Phi is a non-hazing organization.
That way, talk about the hazing. Look.
See, that's
leadership.
Hey, listen here.
That is leadership. That is leadership.
Not to go down the rabbit hole. So now you know when he started asking them leading questions, especially about your mentor and you're the mentee.
You say,
I don't know what the hell you talking about, right?
So
this is like first 48, man. You gotta understand.
You hear barking loudly,
it's
them.
Yeah.
Like you ain't gotta look to see who it is.
We them were playing. Dudes. We were playing Atomic Dog that day.
Yeah,
and Nick barked, but he put his head up like he was a dog getting some kibbles and bits.
Yeah, he yipped.
That's true, Nick.
No, he yipped.
It's the only time
that he didn't record a drop or a dump or whatever it's called, because he records everything I say and plays it back, right?
Yeah.
But then he kept himself off of there.
It was more of a terrier. Barking.
Let me ask you this, D Boogie.
No base at all.
I always wondered. So say like, actually, one of my friends in Chicago. I think that he's a Q, but he went online at like our age.
That Nick Q's man.
Is that possible?
That's them.
Your age?
Yeah, he's. I mean, he might be a little bit younger, but he did.
It's possible.
Yeah,
it's possible.
No, you weren't hazed, but you know
my bones is older, man. I can't be, I could take that. I could take the Brandon easy, but as long as you can do whatever, just don't hit this mug right here.
Okay, so when he first came in, I asked him if he could dance, and it was a trick question because I know, like, you can't step. If you can't step, you can't get on. Don't care how many tackles you make on Saturday. If you can't step, you can't get on. So I'll ask you again. Can you go?
Yup. You know I can.
Straight from Dallas. Straight from Dallas, Texas. He can't even help it.
Yup.
We might have to see if Nick can get his bark on.
Nah.
Nick ain't got it in him.
Nick chilling. Back here chilling.
He just happy that you're not putting hands on him this week. all of that. Damien, if you would, for the Texters that are, as they said, for the uninformed, what is a Q?
Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. It's a Divine Nine fraternity. It was charted, we started up back in 1911, November 17th, at Howard University. Science Hall is known as Third Kilt Hall. And four brothers, they had got together and just wanted to form a brotherhood. And we expanded, and we worldwide now.
Worldwide. Going online. Explain going online to them.
Going online?
Yeah, well, you got to get online. You got to go through. They're not just handing out those colors and those and that brand. That's not how that works. Best of the best is fair.
Yeah. That's all it is.
is there any other Qs on the team?
Nah. It will. At one point, we had six of them.
And they all gone.
Is
your brother a Q?
Yep.
Okay.
It was my brother. I had two LBs on the team. Pernell Jefferson, Tony Butler. Then we had Kyra Williams.
Yeah.
T. Ferd.
So there, you're telling me there's no other Qs on the team. Are there any other frats on the team?
Just me.
That just tells me so much. I'll behave myself.
Caleb Tanner that tells me, frat, though.
Well, yeah. Caleb, yeah, he started his own. Like him, and Feldarius got their own. Like they just out there yelling. They just like they just out there yelling.
Pretty boy flat, frat.
Okay, man. And in order to so their step shows it's really competitive, especially on HBCU, historically black colleges and universities. For folks that don't know. And it's really competitive, but it is the greatest network of men that I've ever seen and been around. So, again, those colors are representative. It is a statement of greatness, higher standard, higher elevation, and higher work. So that tells me more. You are indeed a captain. That tells me everything that we need to know.
I appreciate it.
Oh, that's good. Okay, so we're going to throw it to break. Come back. I need to get him his vegetables and his stuff, and we'll come back. More old school after the break.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.